This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Dockless scooters offer a new alternative mode of transportation for many users in Austin, but for some, it hinders safety and independence. KUT's Dalia Jones has more on planned improvements to alleviate concerns at the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
Meet 62-year-old Joe Pascal. He's lived in Austin for more than 40 years, and he's a regular on Capital Metro buses.
I was at Burnett and Koenig Road, and I had gotten off the bus, and the sun was really, really bright.
Last November, he was riding on one of his regular routes when he stepped off onto the sidewalk.
So what I have to do is just put my hat down and my sunglasses on, and I really squint.
Pascal says there's usually about 15 feet between the bus stop and the crosswalk. He begins to walk and suddenly almost trips.
I was able to catch myself, but I had no idea that it was there.
It was a dockless scooter, and since then he's been on a crusade to hopefully keep others from tripping on scooters as well. And for Pascal, it's not just about safety. It's also about being independent. That's because he has ocular albinism. It's a genetic condition that mostly affects the eyes by reducing pigmentation of the iris and retina.
I'm very light sensitive, and I can be in a room where the walls are dark, and then there's real shiny tile, and the sun comes in. I'm completely blinded. You know, I see the light, but I can't even move because it's all shadows.
And the intersection where he almost tripped is nearby the place he's worked for years, the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And since that day, Pascal has been a part of a growing number of complaints against dockless scooters. That community includes people like Lisa Kalachi. She's one of the certified mobility and orientation specialists at the campus. It's her job to help teach the more than 700 students that are on the campus on a yearly basis how to safely get around, a job that now has to account for dockless scooters blocking the way.
It also seems like to try and find like doorways to certain buildings if there's a whole bunch of scooters in the way, or even traveling down Guadalupe on the drag to negotiate around all the scooters just seems unnecessary.
Kalachi and her fellow O&M specialist Tony Provost say the sudden explosion of scooters in Austin have forced them to rework their mobility curriculum.
Well, we might need to add things like scooters in there, how to travel safely, given that there are so many scooters in our environment now.
Provost says the school has made several complaints about the devices to the city and has even turned in an unofficial petition with about 180 signatures from across the state asking officials to address the problem. That included Austin Transportation Department, which plays an important role in regulating the scooters.
As the permitter, we have a unique way of getting their attention.
That's the department's Jason John Michael. He's an assistant director and says the city is working to improve the dockless scooter safety. Right now, Austin is conducting the first dockless mobility safety study with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Findings will be used to update the city's existing dockless ordinance as well as help formulate a safety regulation ordinance. But John Michael says they're working specifically with the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
We're going to apply some of our own engineering to that ahead of time so that we go back to the companies with not just a complaint, but a direct, this is what we want to see from you around areas like the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
And those efforts appear to be starting to pay off. Provost and Kalachi will be meeting with Lime scooter executives to talk about improvements the company can make. And most importantly, new rules prohibit scooters from operating around the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired campus. Kalachi says these are great first steps, but she would like to see increased enforcement of city rules and a focus on rider training.
I think we need like public service announcements, kind of showing this would be good etiquette. When you're passing a pedestrian, slow your pace. If there are bike lanes, ride on the bike lanes, not on the sidewalk.
Mobility specialists will continue to work with their students to advocate for themselves. That includes on how to call 311 and make a complaint. Kalachi has one final request for anyone who's using the scooters.
Just for people to be more considerate. Just be considerate of the visually impaired traveler.
As of now, there are more than 13,000 scooters in the city of Austin. More than 2.3 million rides were taken between April and December last year. Dalia Jones, KUT News.